USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he formally accepted his party's presidential nomination at the final night of the Democratic National Convention, former Vice President Joe Biden took aim at President Trump, especially focusing on how he's responded to the coronavirus outbreak.
And the president keeps telling us the virus is going to disappear. Well, I have news for him. No miracle is coming.
The Republican National Convention is next week, and President Trump said during a Fox News interview last night he expects there will be some differences, including more live speakers than the Democrats had.
I think we're going to have more of it as live than what they did. I think it's pretty boring when you do tape.
President Trump's former campaign chief Steve Bannon now out of jail after yesterday pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Over 400 rallies to show support for the U.S. Postal Service are scheduled across the nation tomorrow morning, where participants will be calling for the resignation of President Trump's new Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is defending the Chicago Police Department, banning protesters from demonstrating on the block where she lives. The mayor says she and her family have at times required heightened security because of daily threats made against her, her family, and her home.
We are living in a very different time, and I've seen the threats that have come in, and I have an obligation to keep my home, my wife, my 12-year-old, and my neighbors safe.
The death toll from one of California's biggest current wildfires now at least four. The LNU Lightning Complex fires scorching 215,000 acres in five northern counties. It makes it the state's ninth biggest wildfire ever recorded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The storm that could turn into the next hurricane of the season that could hit the U.S., now a tropical depression in the northwestern Caribbean, it is expected to hit the Texas and Louisiana coast on Monday night. Goodyear workers and local leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing their support for the tire maker in the face of attacks by President Trump. Dozens rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters yesterday to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after workers at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that Trump's MAGA hats were banned on the campus. Goodyear says political campaign statements are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves ordering a stop to tailgating at college football games this fall. Under an executive order issued yesterday, social distancing must be enforced and seating will have to be capped at 25% capacity, and those game day rallies and tailgating events are forbidden. And Tosh.0 is coming to an end. The comedian's video clip comedy show, wrapping up after its upcoming 12th season, Daniel Tosh had signed a 4-season deal with the company back in January. It's unclear if he'll remain with the network now that his show is canceled. The sources telling Variety that Tosh and Viacom are shopping the series to other outlets. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.